Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Pei Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on the very last three words of Daf, Ayin Tesam and Beis. So the Mishnah had said, Diyo Kedei Lichtov, how much ink do you have to carry in order to be Chayiv? Enough to write Shtei Osios, enough to write two letters. So Tana, Shtei Osios B'Diyo, Shtei Osios B'Kulmos. If a person, the shear of writing Shtei Osios is whether you carry two Osios that are with dry ink, or two Osios that are still in the quill, Shtei Osios B'Kalmarin, or in the kli that the sofer puts the ink in, his, I guess, what do they call it, the well, the ink well, that in however you carry out the ink, that's two osios worth, you're going to be chayv. So, by Rava, osachas b'dio, osachas b'kulmos, osachas b'kalmarin mahu, could be mitzdarif, different forms of ink, whether it's dry or still moist, in the quill, in the well, teku. So that we don't have an answer to. Amar Rava, hotzi shtei osios k'savon k'shumahalech chayv, k'sivasan zui hanachasan. Let's say you carry out the ink from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and it's an amount of ink that cry two osios, and you write with it as you are walking. So you're chayiv for that hotza'ah because the writing is the hanacha. V'yama Rava, Rava also says, hotzi osachas k'sava, v'chazav hotzi osachas k'sava, if you take enough ink to write one letter and you write it down, and then another amount of ink to write another letter and you write it down, potter, you're going to be potter. My time bin adavka l'basraisa, chasal yishura d'kamaisa, because when you took out the second one, the first one was already dried, and it has a smaller shear now. So when you finish the melacha of hotza'ah and you want to be mitzarif the two hotza'os with each other to equal the shear, you're not going to have the shear of k'siva shtei osios. V'yamar Rava, Rava also tells us, hotzi chatzi grogeres achas, if a person takes out half of a grogeres of food from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, v'nicha, and he puts it down, then he goes back into Rosh Hashanah v'chazav hotzi chatzi grogeres achas, he takes another half, v'nicha, and he puts it down. Rishon nasa kamisha klota kelev o shenisrafa upater. The first one is viewed as if it's being held in a dog's mouth, or it was burnt before it rested on the ground, because there's no actual maisa hanacha. So over here also, at the time that you're motzi, the second one already, the first one was the first hanacha was batel. You don't have a maisa hanacha. It's going to be pater. But why do you say that? It is there. It's still munach there. The first half is still sitting there on the ground where you put it. Why is that like as if it was burnt up, or as if the dog had caught it with its mouth? No, hachi karma, this is what we mean to say. Vim kadam v'gbiya rishona, kodam anach ha-shniya, nasri nishona, k'mish niklata shenisra v'pater. That if you pick up the first one off the ground before the second one hits the ground, then they're not mitztarif. V'yamar Rava, another halacha about chatzi shir. Hotzi chatzi grogeres v'inicha v'chazer v'hotzi chatzi grogeres v'ivira derech aleha chayiv. If you took out a half a grogeres, you put it down on the ground, and then you went and took out another half a grogeres from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and you passed it over the first one, you're chayiv, even though you never placed it down. V'amai, halo nach, but wait, the second grogeres never rested. So why would you be chayiv? There's no hanacha. Given sheivira tok shlosha. Now the case is kagon sheivira tok shlosha. You had it within three tfachim of the first chatzi grogeres, and that's what we call lavud. It's as if the gap is closed and it's on the karka. Vamarava tok shlosha l'rabbanan tzarich hanacha al gabe mashuhu. That even within three tfachim of the karka, according to the rabbanan, that hold that something that's in the airspace is not considered that it's munach on the karka. You need it to be resting on something that's a kolshu in order for it to be considered resting. So that's so sir what we said over here, that if you're just mav your chatzi grogeres aleha within three tfachim, that's considered as if it's resting. Lo kasha kan bezore kan b'mavi. Now there's a difference between when you're throwing an object from rishus to rishus, that it would need to rest on something, over as opposed to over here you're holding it in your hand, so it sort of is resting on something. It's resting on your hand. So if it's within three tfachim of the first half of grogeres, as you pass it over within three tfachim, it's going to be chayiv. It's going to be as if it is resting. Now, Brisa talks about chatzi shir. Tan Rabbanan, hotzi chatzi grogeres. Let's say a person carries outside a half a grogeres from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, v'chazer v'hotzi chatzi grogeres. And then he takes another chatzi grogeres, behele mechel, without realizing in between that it's Shabbos. Chayiv, when he does realize, after all this is done, he's going to be chayiv v'chatas. But b'shtehe lemos, if he took out a chatzi grogeres, b'shogeg. And then he realized it's Shabbos. And then he forgot again to got another Chatzigrogeres Potter. He's going to be Potter. The two are not going to be mitzdarif. Rabbi Yossi Omer behelam echol the reshus echol chayev l'shtei reshuyos Potter. If he took it out to the same reshus in one period of forgetfulness, he's going to be chayev. But if he took it out to two reshuyos harabim that have a hefsik between them, he takes a Chatzigrogeres to one reshus harabim and a Chatzigrogeres to another reshus harabim, then they're not going to be mitzdarif, because just like yediyas ha'iser is mechalik between two hotza'os, hefsek reshuyos is also mechalik between two hotza'os. So now the Gemara brings three opinions. What's considered a hefsek as far as two reshuyos are concerned? I mean, Rabbi Yossi said that if you bring it to two reshuyos, they're not going to be mitzdarif. What do you mean two reshuyos? What defines something as two reshuyos? Amar Rabba v'hu sheyesh chiyuv chatos b'nehem. That's only if you have a chiyuv chatos in the reshus that's mafsek between them. Meaning the reshus that's mafsek between them is mamish reshus hayachid, where if you were to carry from there to either of the reshus hayachid, you'd be chayv chatos midoraisa. Although karmelis, but if something is only asr midrabanan, it's only a karmelis, it would only be asr midrabanan to carry there from there to reshus ram lo. That would not be a legitimate hefsek. Abaye yamar, a second opinion, afilu karmelis. Aval pisla, even a karmelis would count, but a piece of wood that's running across the width of the reshus hayachid, lo. That's not called a hefsek reshuyos. And Rabbi Yossi would agree that if you take a chatzig grogeres to one side of the piece of wood and another chatzig grogeres to the other side of the piece of wood, you'd be chayv. Rava Amar, afilu pisla, even a plank of wood that just splits the Rosh Hashanah, would it be enough? And this is Rava Lashitasa, Adama Rava, Rosh Hashabbos, Kurushos Gitin Damya, because he treats Rosh Hashanah of Shabbos the same as he does for Rosh Hashanah of Gitin. And by get, a pisla is considered a Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to divide Rosh Hashanah. So the Gabi Shabbos, it should be able to divide Rosh Hashanah as well. And we said the amount of blue eye makeup that's needed to be chayiv is enough to be kochel one eye, to color one eye. Ayinachas, halo kachli, who does that? Who would color only one eye? Why is that a chashava amount? Amravuna shekin tsnuos kochlos ayinachas. Tsnuos who walk around with a burqa, and they're so tsnua that their burqa only covers, has a peephole for one eye for them to be able to peek out of, so they would only be kochel one eye. Difficult to imagine like what this is all about, that they would cover their entire faces, they would cover everything, but they would still put makeup on the one eye in order to look beautiful, and it's difficult to understand. But that's apparently what they would do. So they asked in Rav Huna, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol im l'refuah kedei l'cholai nachas. If the purpose of the kol is for some sort of therapeutic value, then it's enough to put on one eye is considered chashav. But in l'kashet, if it's made as makeup to look beautiful, sem b'shtei einayim, then obviously you're not going to look beautiful with makeup on one eye, then it would have to be the shear to put on both eyes. The brisa that says that kol that's made for kishut is enough to put on two eyes is talking about women from villages that don't need to cover their faces because there's no schok and kalas rosh over there. There aren't so many people. But if you're in a big city where there's a big to do, so then they would cover their faces more. Tana, I guess we'll skip the parentheses. Devek deilitin brosh hashafshaf. Devek is the amount to rub on the top of a small board. So tana kedeilitin brosh hashafshaf. The small board that hunters would put on the top of their stick, and they would put some devik there, and they would put some glue there, and when a bird would sit on that board, it would be stuck to it. Meaning, if you ever see like a glue trap, right? So people who would hunt birds would have these long poles, and they would put like a little platform on top of the pole, and they would glue the top of the platform, and that way, when a bird would land on that platform, it would be stuck, and they would have caught a bird. Zevis v'gafris, kedei lasos, and we said the amount of zevis v'gafris, the shear to b'chayif rotza, is to make a small, to close up a small hole. Tana kedei lasos nekev katan. Tana says that the shear is a kli that they would put, that would make a small hole. So, meaning, which means a kli that they would put some raw silver in. Charasis kedei lasos pikur. Charasis is the amount of charasis, which is crushed lime, is to make a pikur of the tzorfei zahav, to close the hole in the tanur of the goldsmiths, where they would have a little space for the fanning of the flame. So the memor d'shir Rabbi Yehuda nafish hakaim lan d'shir Rabbanon nafish. Do you mean to tell me that the shir of Rabbi Yehuda is greater, larger than the shir of the Rabbanon? I thought it's mekubal that the shir of the Rabbanon is greater. D'tanan Rabbi Yehuda amar k'delita lemenu midas mina lekatan. The Mishnah says that if you carry out gemi, the shir that you'd be chayiv is the amount that takes to measure the foot of a child to see how big his shoes should be. So you see, the Rabbi Yehuda's machmir is mechayiv on even a smaller shear than the Rabbanan. Eimak de losud pitput kira katana. So the Rabbi Yehuda must have meant the amount to fill in the cracks that of a small stove, and not to make the stand itself. So that shear is smaller than the shear that the Rabbanan in fact said. So okay, we will stop there. And Bez Hashem will pick up at Tanur Rabbanan on the top of Daf Pei Amid Beis next time.